After 19-year-old Cody Herrera of Idaho pled guilty to the statutory rape of a 14-year-old, a judge resentenced him to a special program and to celibacy for life, or until he gets married, rather than the 5- to 15-year prison sentence he'd received. Let's get a quick check with Alex Riggins, crime and courts reporter at the Times News in Twin Falls, Idaho. Alex, legal experts are saying this law is so obscure it's never been challenged. And if it is now, it probably won't hold up. But we're thinking it's doubtful Cody Herrera will challenge it, because without it, he'd have to do the jail sentence, right?
Yeah, that's right. Probation is a contract, and if he decides not to, abide by that contract, then he goes to prison. And so it sounds like it would be tough for him to challenge it.
Right. But how do you know if he's abiding by this charge of celibacy while on probation? I mean, how do you monitor that?
That's kind of the million-dollar question, or I guess for him, the 5- to 15-year question, is how is that enforced? Speaking to a law expert last week, she said, what are they going to do? Are they going to bust in his house and make sure, what he's doing in his bedroom is following the law? Maybe they do a polygraph test or something like that every couple months. But other than that, I really don't know how they would enforce this condition.
Yeah, and it's a complicated case. The young girl in this particular case lied about her age, but her mom said she told Cody Herrera the truth. The judge said he put this celibacy penalty in place in part because Herrera told prosecutors he had 34 partners. And prosecutors say he could face more charges related to underage girls. Are people concerned that this is potentially a sexual predator who's being allowed to go out on this how-do-you-monitor-it probation?
Certainly the victim's mom was, concerned. She made a statement and she called him a predator. She said that after the fact he had threatened her daughter and threatened her family with violence, if they went to the police over this. The pre-sentence investigation, the Department of Health and Welfare, who does the interviews and the psychosexual evaluation and that sort of thing, did not consider him a predator. They said he was a low to low moderate risk to reoffend. So it's kind of up in the air, whether he's going to be dangerous in the future or what the case is.
All right. Well, we'll follow this. Alex Riggins, crime and courts reporter at the Times News in Twin Falls, Idaho. Alex, thank you.
Thank you.